Danny Ocean's Random Podcast is back. I never left. I just took an off season. As many of you know, I got a lot of shows going on. We do a radio show. I do the happy hour show and the after hour show with Shado. And we're working on building a new radio station that we're going to drop eventually. We got a cool lineup going, but that's for another day. But anyway, I'm back with a new season of the podcast, Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. I got a bunch of new episodes planned and coming at you. Some of them are going to have interviews, some won't. We're going to kick this one off talking about the two vacations we took as a family this summer with my youngest daughter, Strawberry. And as you know, Strawberry is a code name. So we haven't got to take vacations in a long time, so we took them during kind of the down peak of the pandemic, and we're going to talk about those crazy vacations we took, my daughter's first plane flight that she remembers. We'll get into that story. I want to thank everyone for listening. Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. We're going to get right into it. Without further ado, let's go ahead and bring in Strawberry. So I got my daughter back on the show again. Strawberry's back. One of my favorite interview people I've ever had on, my favorite co-host on here. And she's going to talk about the trips that we went on and tell you, I guess, her favorite things, things she didn't like, you know, the highlights, whatever. So we're going to start with, okay, saying, introducing yourself.
Hi, I'm Strawberry.
Yeah, you've done this before. Come on. So we took, the first trip we took, as a family, we went to Seattle. So we live in the Portland area. So we went to Seattle. We did this as a car trip. We did not fly. We did fly from Seattle to Portland once. That's a different story. We'll get to that. But so we went to Seattle. That was the first trip we took. We were there for a good solid weekend. And how did you, what was your first thought on this trip when we got to Seattle?
I don't know. I was just excited.
Okay. What was your first impression of Seattle? Like, it was, you know, you, I had taken you there once. Me and mommy had taken you there once for a race that mommy was in. But you were much younger, like a 2K or something like that. What was your first impression of Seattle as a city? Like, did you feel like it was just huge, or how did you feel?
Really cool, big, and very crowded.
Very crowded. Okay. Would you say that the Pike's Place Market was the most crowded setting we were in?
Oh, yeah.
Did that kind of make you a little nervous with everything going on virus-wise and stuff?
Like it.
Yeah, it was, to put things in perspective, if you've ever been to the Pike Place Market in Seattle, this was the most crowded I've ever seen it. And I've gone on Saturdays and Fridays plenty of times in the past to Seattle. It's the city I've been to the second most.
We had a couple hundred people.
Oh, thousands. You know what I mean? Thousands. A couple hundred on a slow day. So, for like I said, I've been to Seattle the second most of any city besides Portland in my life. I've been in Pike Place Market dozens and dozens of times. Never seen it this busy. And this is, like, granted, everything was kind of open at this point and the pandemic numbers were down, but still, it was the most crowded it's ever been, and it probably should have been the least crowded it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
So it took us probably like 75 hours to move from one side to the other. Is that about right?
It probably took, we were probably there for around 30 minutes and decided to leave.
Yeah, so we went down and we ate at a seafood restaurant right on the water. How'd you like the food there? Remember, like, the with the wooden couple and all that?
Yeah, the food was good.
Yeah. You, what did you, do you remember what you had? It was a while ago.
Oh, I probably had, I think I had grilled cheese.
Okay, so this trip was about,
I had something different.
This trip was about 2 months back at this point.
Cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger, okay.
And fries.
Okay. We went, and then we walked back up to the market. Remember when we saw the gum wall after that?
That was scary. It was gross.
Would you touch it?
No.
For $5?
No.
For $100?
No.
You wouldn't just touch it with your finger?
No.
For $2,000?
Yeah.
Would you lick it for $2,000?
No.
$200,000?
No way.
$1 million?
No.
$5 billion?
No.
You could use that money to end, like, the hunger in the world.
No way.
You wouldn't end the hunger in the world by licking that gum?
I'm not licking a gum wall.
Yeah, it's probably
there
your...
There was also a really big dog there that looked like a bear.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
It was cute, though.
It was huge. And I think it looked bigger because we were coming up that little, like, sidewalk alley
it
hill.
It literally was just the same size of our dog.
Well, don't you? Fluffier. No, it was bigger, but it seemed even like a bear because we were kind of coming up a hill when we saw him. And so you just seen like this wildebeest when you got up the hill. So if you've never been to Seattle and seen the famous gum wall, it's disgusting. At this point, there's like gum. It's like turning into a gum floor, too. There's like some on the street and
gum ceiling.
Gum ceiling. Yeah, it's just disgusting. I wouldn't even want to get close enough of it to put my own gum on there. Like, I don't chew gum that much for one, but like for two, I'm not.
We bought gum for it, but then we just ended up using it.
Like, yeah, we did the smart thing. Yeah. We didn't need to touch that. Who knows what we could have caught off that wall.
Ugh. Many, many viruses, not even discovered yet.
Yes, fair enough. So, of the whole trip to Seattle, what was your favorite thing?
Space Needle, the park. In the hotel.
Okay.
Oh, and the hotel swimming pool.
So a four-way tie? Mm-hmm. The Space Needle, the park, the hotel, and the hotel swimming pool? Which park?
The one that was, like, right by our hotel.
What about the one where you guys went?
The maze.
What about the one where you went in the water? With the big, like, hill and the like, pipes and all that. Remember the Gasworks Park? We went to it after we saw the troll.
Oh, yeah, that one was my favorite. Okay. I love that one.
How'd you feel about the troll?
The troll was fun.
Do you remember it from when you were younger now, seeing it again?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Did it seem not quite as big when you're bigger now?
Yeah, but it still seemed huge.
Yeah. And there wasn't, when we took you when you were younger, there wasn't as many people there.
Yeah.
That was the most people I've seen there. So, but it was the most people I've seen everywhere that we went in Seattle, so.
It was cool.
Yeah.
And the Space Needle was walking distance from the hotel.
Yep. Oh, it was. We went up there. There was a cool little play park, and so we would get up in the morning early.
Yeah. And then we walked to the park and play and then go back.
Play. Exactly.
I left my milk in Seattle.
You should go back and get it. It's still probably good.
That was so long ago.
Wait, what milk?
My soy milk from the breakfast. I left it in the fridge.
In the hotel? Oh, yeah. You know they tossed that or someone drank it if it was unopened.
Someone drank my germs. Gross.
Well, if it was unopened.
Oh, no, it was open.
Oh, then no one drank it. They probably tossed it. Yeah. So, sorry. Buy milk. You'll have to get a new soy milk. Sorry. Were those goggles that I bought you at the store across the street from the hotel, were they any good? You can
they
be honest.
They were really good, but I don't even, we forgot to bring them to,
Because you can be honest. I mean, they didn't cost a lot of money.
No, they were really good.
I bought these at like a CVS or Walgreens or Rite Aid or one of them kind of.
They were definitely better than what you would buy at Dollar Tree or better than nothing.
Yeah.
They let me see underwater, that's all.
There you go.
Help me see underwater.
Okay, so what was I going to ask you next? I'm blanking. I had a good question set up. It had to do with the Seattle trip. I was going to ask you. I asked you what your highlight was. That was not that. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, so I was going to tell them, the listeners, something. So we walked and got bubble tea one day. Mommy's taking a nap.
Oh, yeah.
And this one goes, I want to go get some bubble tea. And so We got props to my wife, I gotta say this, for she likes to do the booking stuff. She booked the hotels for both these trips we took this summer, and I'll get to the second one in the second part of the story. But both the hotels were great. This Seattle one was awesome. It was quality. It had a breakfast buffet.
Wait, can I tell them about the tiny dog park?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was gonna get to. Tiny dog park. Yeah, go ahead.
So when we were getting bubble tea, we were there and drinking our bubble tea. And when you looked over, there was a tiny dog park. And if our dog was in there, she'd take up like half the dog park. It was so tiny.
Yeah, she's not exaggerating. So this building was, I forgot, it was either Amazon or Google employees. And there was a dog park for the people who like live or work in this building. And it was,
there were two tiny,
like it was legit small enough that like if we took our dog there, it would just, she would go from end to end of this park probably. It was like a circle, probably like the size of the middle circle in a basketball court where they do the tip off. Yeah, center court.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. That's about how big this dog park was. The patch of grass. The patch of grass was about that big, and there was a few feet of like, or not even that, like a few inches of concrete going around it in a square. Yeah. There was a gate around it. It was got to be the world's smallest dog park. I tried to like search the internet about this. There was like, I weirdly couldn't find anything about what the world's smallest dog park was, or anything about this being a small dog park. But it was remarkably small to me, and I've seen some small dog parks.
Oh yeah, that's a little.
Yeah.
In the middle.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. She's looking at a diagram of a basketball court. Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. So it was neat. We sat and drank our bubble teas, and watched like these two different couples take their dogs to this dog park or whatever, and they were both little dogs, I think, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or it was a couple and like I think a lady with her kid was the other one. But they tucked their dogs there. It was cool. Yeah, interesting. It'd be interesting if you had a small dog. I bet even the small dogs feel like that's a small dog park, mm-hmm. though. It was more like a dog patch. Like a dog.
Well, that one's tiny, too.
Yeah. Where's that one say that's at in that picture?
Because
that's a reference for maybe some listeners who have seen the one.
There's multiple pictures of it.
Does it say where it's at? So, okay, so it's in Florida. There's this really tiny dog park called Skip something or other. So if you live in wherever that is, Florida, and know what dog park we're talking about or have been to it, that's probably twice as big as the dog park we went to.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so it's half the size of that, which is like in the picture, this Skip Skasco or whatever that says is like an oval, basically. So no, this is like a circle.
Dog park was probably around the size of,
like, that dog park probably should have been a hamster park.
I don't know.
And like even the hamsters would have been like, this park could be bigger.
It was really little.
It was.
It could be like, a cat park, a kitten park.
Yeah. But just like,
it could be literally, it's as small as like a baby puppy playpen.
It could be an ant park.
It's like a baby puppy playpen.
There you go. It's like the, yeah. Yep.
But it's actually gate and grass.
Yeah, it was neat, but cool dog park. No diss to whoever built the dog park. I thought it was cool. Just remarkably
small. It's really cool
small.
And little, but I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to put our dog in there and see how big it was.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. So,
be funny.
If we ever are in Seattle with our dog, we might try that.
Yeah.
That'd be funny. Wouldn't you agree? So, anything else before we move on you want to say about the trip to Seattle, Washington?
I got some cool stuff in Seattle.
Yeah?
I got a Seattle Space Needle pen. That's
nice.
Like a rainbow one. And then I got a unicorn stuffed animal that's right behind.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got
Seattle mints?
Yeah, mints. I think I got one other thing. Oh, I got a sticker. I can't find my stickers for some reason right now, but
uh-oh.
Yeah.
One of the postcards you got is down in the dining room.
Postcards?
Yeah, one of you guys got it from Seattle.
I don't think I got that.
Maybe it was one of the other ones, your mom.
Yeah. Postcard.
Yeah. So that was Seattle was the first trip we took. That was a shorter trip, weekend trip. Kind of the warm-up trip to the summer.
Yeah, I was really nervous about our second trip.
Okay, anything else you want to say about Seattle before we get to trip number two?
No.
Okay.
It was fun. That's all.
It was fun. Boom. That's all.
Okay. Now,
so
trip, I want to talk about it really bad.
Okay. The big trip we took was about a month later. And it was this all, well, not her first time flying technically.
It was too.
She flew when she was a baby with me.
Well, it was my first time I can remember. Okay.
And my wife to Denver, Colorado. And you were perfect, by the way. So I got to tell this story real quick. We get on the plane, and you know you're going to, if you don't do well with kid noise on a plane, you've been in this scenario. Someone gets on the plane with their baby, and what's the first thought that, for me, I don't have this problem. I can block out kid noise if it's other people's kids. Like, I don't care. It's not my problem. Kids having a tough time. It doesn't bother me. But for other people who can't handle kid noise, imagine you see me and my wife walk on the plane with a baby. You're going to get a little nervous knowing this is like a 3.5 hour flight from Portland to Denver.
I was a tiny baby at the time too.
She was perfect. Both flights didn't make a peep other than just like baby talking noises. That was it. Like, she looked out the window. She slept through a lot of it. It was amazing. It's got to be a record for a kid being on a flight. You weren't between 1 and 2.
Okay, so
closer to 2.
That was probably around 10 or 9 years ago then.
Yeah, it was a while back. And you were perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, amazingly perfect. Mm-hmm. This was the first time flying that you remember. So
it was really like before we started flying, I was so nervous.
So was the airport anything like you imagined it would be?
No, actually, but I liked it because of the escalator part at the bottom when it was like really early, but it had a plane on the wall, so I liked it. It was just really cool.
Was the airport bigger or smaller than you thought?
Definitely bigger. Like, in my imagination, well, I can't really think of what was in my imagination since I'm so used to being in the airport. But security was different than I thought, definitely.
Did you think that was going to be longer? Or did you think it was going to be worse?
I thought
or
it was going to be shorter because you just, like, walk through. That's all I thought.
Yeah.
Or I thought they, like, scanned you with something.
They do sometimes.
Yeah. It was fun.
So, yeah. So, we took a trip. We flew to San Diego. That's where we went.
Yeah.
And it was, the first flight was straight from Portland there.
Oh, yeah. So, on the airport, I always thought was just going to be one room where you sat and waited to get on the plane. Oh, yeah. And then you got on the plane.
There are tiny airports that are pretty
much
like that.
Or when people say, like, wait at the gate, I thought it was just a big gate to the plane. Literally, like, a gate you open.
Oh, yeah.
Like, at a Ferris wheel ride, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like that.
That's awesome. So you didn't, like, the big tunnel that we walked, like, from the building to the plane, did you, like, know that was, had you seen those?
No, I haven't seen those, but it got me really nervous. Like, I almost threw up 2 times. That's how nervous I was.
Like, on the first, going into the first one?
Yeah.
When we're walking in that tunnel?
Or no, when we were at the airport part, and I almost asked to go home. Literally, I was so scared.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't scared, but my nerves were.
But you did okay. Did you immediately feel better once the plane took off?
When I got in the plane, I was just like, what am I scared for? This is cool. Yeah. And then when it started taking off, I was like, whoa.
It wasn't as bad as I made it sound, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He made it sound like it takes off like a rocket.
It felt that way my first time, but I still kind of get nervous in the takeoffs. Landings don't bother me as much, except for
landings get me nervous.
I get a little nervous
because I always feel like we'll fly over something and then crash or whatever, but
yeah. I don't get nervous about falling out of the sky, but it's when it lands and it hits, I'm afraid that it's going to keep rolling and not stop in time. It's going to, like, crash into the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah. Inside the building.
Not good.
Yeah. So, but it was good flight, so we got to San Diego. I think I had been to San Diego before, but this was in a car. I did not realize how close to downtown San Diego the airport was. We, like, when we flew in, and I'm like, and she's asking me, are we going to fly close to tall buildings? And I'm like, nah, they never put the airports that close to downtown. And then the first flight, she's like, dad's a liar.
Hotel, we could see planes like every single minute passing us. And then when we were at the car place getting our rental car, there were planes flying over us, and I would scream, like, every time because it scared me so bad.
Yes. And, yo, yeah, you, the, right when we, like, pretty much, okay, the car rental place was just, like, one block outside of the airport. So we rented the car at the wrong place. It wasn't the one in the airport, but, like, a block outside the airport on the same airport drive. But once you get your car and get out of there and go, like, one more block, you're pretty much in downtown San Diego at that point. Like, it was right, like, the airport's touching downtown. That was crazy to me. Our hotel was enough blocks, far enough down that we could see the planes more than hear them as long as the window was closed. But you're still close to downtown. It was crazy. It was kind of cool to see them more from the hotel view, not when they're flying
it
right over.
It was pretty cool to see them because I would always check what airlines they were.
Yeah. So that was crazy to me. San Diego, I've flown now to...
Oh, wait. One more thing about Seattle is that in Seattle, our hotel view, our window view was really interesting. We just saw the top of a gross building.
Oh, yeah. So the window view was definitely better in San Diego, right?
Oh, yeah. San Diego window view was actually really good.
We had, like, you could see two sides from our window, so you could kind of see, like, the water area and, like, these tall buildings.
So cool.
Yeah. So it was cool.
We could see water and everything, and it just made me want to swim.
And there was, like, this boat that looked like a pirate ship, and we walked down
to
that.
Oh, yeah, and there were submarines. We saw submarines and, pirate ships and all kinds of really cool things in the water.
Yep. It was awesome.
The water was really scary, though.
The water. So, San Diego.
Oh, we also went to the beaches. Can I tell them about
Yeah, tell them about whatever.
Okay, so the first beach we went with our cousins.
The first beach we went to was La Jolla. For people, just to give you guys kind of a picture of people that have been there, the La Jolla Tide Pool area is where we went.
Yeah. So, they're supposed to be seals, but there weren't seals at the time there. Or sea lions. I don't remember. I think it was seals. But there weren't seals at the time there, but the waves were really, like, big. They were a little bit bigger than what I'm used to in than what we're used to. What I'm used to, at least, they were a little bit bigger. But it was really cool because we got to go kind of deep in the water. Like, I got to stand on the rocks and everything.
And yeah.
Yeah, there were rocks, and it was really fun.
So that was...
There was this one part of it where, like, there were holes in the rocks, and there were, like, mini oceans because there were crabs and everything and fish just in the little holes in the rocks with the water. And there was also this one area that was actually kind of like a pool in the ocean.
Okay, yeah, for sure. And you saw, like, little mini crabs and stuff in there?
Yeah.
So... going to that beach, that was the first beach we went to on the trip.
So fun.
How would you compare that to, like, the beach in, like, Seaside, Oregon?
Oh, I like Seaside.
More than...
I don't know. I think I like them both because I like Seaside sand because it's all nice and puffy.
Uh-huh.
And soft. But then I also liked that beach because there were rocks and I could go...
It was warm, like, right?
A little bit deeper and it was warmer.
Felt more like a TV beach. Yeah. So.
It was nice, though. I like them both a lot.
Okay.
I also, the second beach, can I talk about that, too?
Okay, yeah, we can kind of skip ahead in the trip. So the last full day in San Diego, we went to Mission Beach and Mission Bay.
It was the last full day?
Yeah. So talk about that one.
So that time... was it the one with the bay where we swam in the bay?
Yeah, and the beach side was where that amusement park was. Now, if you've never been to Mission Bay or Mission Beach, it's a TV California beach.
Okay.
So, like, I just wanted to, before we get to it, for people who maybe haven't been to California, but you see, like, these TV beaches and stuff, like, you see on TV, and it's the lifeguard and the people in bikinis and there's people surfing and all that, and all that TV beach stuff. And there's an amusement park and kids playing and families and all that, kites. This is one of those beaches. Like, this could be TV beach on any movie and TV show in California. Is that fair to say?
Yes. Okay, so there was a park by the beach. There was a park by the beach, And so by the beach there was, I keep talking.
By the beach was there a park?
So there was this really cool park that was literally pink and blue themed.
Mission Bay Park.
And there were like beach chairs you could sit in. They were like concrete beach chairs.
That was cool. I liked those.
It was like sandy, and then it was really nice because there were picnic tables and really, really cool play structure things there.
It was a cool park. There was
like
There was like constantly some kind of like ice cream man or food cart person driving through there. Like,
and then across from that, you could actually see an amusement park, which we went to. And
we went to
couple rides.
Yeah, so we went to that amusement park. It was called, whatever that amusement park is called,
yeah,
over there. It sounds like an old name of an old school, like something Mont or something like that.
I don't remember the time.
I know Mont was in the name.
And then Mission Beach. Like, back to the beach part. So at Mission Beach, so the beach was crowded, so we decided to go swimming on the bay.
Which was a good idea.
The beach had a bunch of people. We could see the waves and everything, though, which I liked seeing the ocean.
I think with your younger brother, the bay was probably the smart way to go, because he's a little too brave in the water.
Yeah. Yes!
And so the bay is just the bay. It only got so deep. It was a small little like bay. Like you could see to the other side and probably swim over there if you wanted to.
It was really, really fun, and we had a lot of a good time with our family, and cousins and everything. But when we were there, I couldn't get too deep in the water. I would freak out that something was gonna come up and eat me.
I would
just freak out that I would step on something bad or something.
In that water?
Yes!
Oh, yeah, but you were fine. Nothing was in there.
Yeah, there were things, though. There were holes in the water. In the sand.
Oh, yeah, that's where the snakes go.
Stop it.
And then they come out and eat your foot. I'm joking.
There were water fleas, though, everywhere, and it was really annoying.
Water fleas. There, you know what was cool though about it is like if you go to the beach in Oregon or like Washington, I imagine a lot of the Northeast Coast beaches are like this too. You find broken up seashells and they're like,
oh yeah.
And there's like two flavors of seashells we get here that are worth keeping, and you never find a full one unless you go like
sand
right after the tide washes up.
We didn't.
Yeah, we have sand dollars in Oregon. That's what you can find in Oregon. That's cool.
I don't think there's sand dollars in. Is there sand dollars in San Diego?
Maybe there is at some beach. I mean, every beach is different. But they did have a lot of the cool kind of shells that you would find in, like, those packs you buy in the store. And there was a ton of, like, whole shells.
So,
just chilling on the beach.
So, at the bay, it was like a big pool of water. You could see to the other side. But you could tell that when you turned the corner, it would go to the ocean.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, straight. And then you turned...
to the right.
Right.
To the ocean. Yeah.
Yeah. You turned right, and then you, like, I didn't see it, but you could tell it would lead to the ocean.
Yeah. Yep. People had, like, their floaties and yachts there. They were chilling, and the kids were swimming and walking in the water. It was,
yeah.
It was fun. A whole, like, crew of seagulls tried to run up on us.
Oh, a seagull had a full thing of tomato sauce that was, like, in plastic, so I chased him off because I don't want him to eat the plastic.
Yeah.
And I threw it away.
And
it was gross.
So if anyone follows me on Instagram, you'll see the little video where I was like talking to the seagulls, asking them why they're trying to run up on us. That was that day at the Mission Bay.
Wait, they were trying to run up on us?
Weren't you there? They're like, yeah. 10 seagulls all walked up on us. You guys might have still been in the... Yeah, give us food or something. I was like, what is going on? Are they going to try to just keep walking towards us or what?
So
I wasn't sure what was going on.
I was eating Takis on the sand, and then when we left, the seagulls probably started eating it all.
Gross. They probably, like, you know how bad that, they probably, like, definitely, like, bird barfed. their bird poo was, like, with red in it.
Well, they like the food for sure.
Oh, yeah.
They had some Doritos, I think.
Sick.
His little brother was eating them. Our little brother is super adventurous in the water.
Oh, yeah. And at the park, he was doing all the little climby stuff, like, and doing it better than a lot of the bigger kids. He's Seattle, too. He was, like, climbing up this big thing that all these other, like, bigger kids were having problems with. And he would climb up it all fast.
Okay, so also what in Mission Beach... What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, so it wasn't Mission Beach, it was the first beach. There was this big, like, I don't know how to say it, but it's kind of like a cave. And then you could see the water. You got it on video. We were walking towards the water and the waves would come and it's kind of
Not like a cave, but I get what you mean. It was kind of like an I don't know if inlet's the word, but it's like kind of like walls on both sides of it. It's like a cave with no roof, basically. It's just a real thin area where you can. And I was standing above just taking a video of them. It was so cool watching them just have a blast like I would have at that age.
The waves and everything.
Yeah, you can also see this one on my IG.
We had to tell little brother multiple times not to go out.
Yeah, he was making me nervous there at La Jolla. La Jolla is a really nice beach, but
it was a really fun beach.
And it's a real, for no people who haven't been, La Jolla is a real la-di-da town. It's real, real, real fancy, real nice, really nice beach. We saw a real cool, like, setup where, so here's the crazy thing. We saw a setup where, like, someone had just got married, remember? And it looks so, like, TV beach marriage.
Where they were going to get married.
Yeah, no, because later when we were walking back, they were taking it down.
Was La Jolla the one where we had the rock wall that we walked on? Like, this thing, the drop-off thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's La Jolla.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and anyway, I was like, I had shared that in my story and made a comment about this was where weddings happen and stuff like that. And one of my followers, actually said, you know, shout out to him, Hip Hop Food Spot. He had said, yo, that's where I got married. And it was crazy coincidence. Ooh. Yeah. And like, yo, that's dope. 'Cause your wedding was probably dope because, that looked like a dope little TV beach wedding. If you were going to have a little, just like, yeah, man, like, props to you.
Cool.
That'd be a cool place to get married, like, respect. So I really enjoyed La Jolla. I feel like it kind of, the first time I went to San Diego, I didn't go out to that area, but I really feel like it was like exactly like I imagined it, pretty much.
I know this is really random, but I saw my first dust tornado a little bit ago, when we were driving somewhere. I saw a dust tornado.
Was that here in Oregon or in California?
Yeah, okay. Oregon. It was little.
Dust tornado.
Little dust devil.
Dust devil. Yeah. A dust tornado. Dust nado.
Dust.
That's what they should call it. Tornadust.
It was like.
It was like, yeah. This is so.
Little.
We're just. This show's just moving right along. It was just like. A dust tornado. Would you say it was like 100 feet tall or 6,000 feet tall?
Like 10 feet. No, it was definitely longer than that. It was probably around
40. Your noises are really the highlight of this episode.
40 feet.
40 feet tall.
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay.
It was pretty tall.
So San Diego, what?
It was something like that.
Okay, so San Diego, what was your favorite thing in that trip? We were,
this trip
was like almost a week we were in San Diego.
We were there for 5 days. And
yes.
The beaches were my favorite.
The beaches. Favorite non-beach, non-swimming pool thing in San Diego.
But the ocean was cool.
We had shout outs again to my wife. Can we talk a little bit about the hotel?
Okay.
This hotel, the breakfast buffet was on point. Okay. It was like getting a free restaurant breakfast every morning.
We
ate every breakfast at the hotel.
The tea was horrible, though.
The tea was horrible. I didn't even try the coffee there, but there was a coffee
tea was
place.
Not, like, no matter how much sugar I put in it, it wouldn't sweeten. I mixed it all I could, and then, like, it gave me a really bad throat itch, so I just decided not to drink that anymore.
Good call. So, it was a great breakfast buffet besides the tea and coffee.
It was great.
So that was a highlight of the hotel. The swimming pool was on the fifth floor roof, which was cool.
It was like right outside the breakfast buffet.
Uh-huh.
You could see them setting it up. And then at night, we only swam at night at the time.
It was cool. Both nights.
And there was a purple light in the pool.
Yes. So there was.
And you could see a really pretty city view, and it was just amazing.
It was neat. And then, like, the one night the rooftop, like, bar was open, so if you're out there and you could go to the bar, to the pool.
Oh yeah.
Get food,
drink at the pool.
Yeah,
just play. So we got to play for a while.
Yeah, it was a neat Great hotel, right? Really, really right fun. In San Diego, right, like across, literally across the street from the harbor, from the waterfront, where like the giant famous kissing statue was there, like oh, the yeah. Bob Hope statue,
never got the picture.
The Navy aircraft carriers there. So if you can picture yeah. this part of San Diego, it's right there. That's
so
where
there
we were.
Was the there was, I don't know how to explain it, but it was the thing. It was the army people at the one thing, and the girl was drawing on the pad, the statues.
Yeah, Bob Hope talking to
yeah,
the army.
Yeah, I was, I posed with one of the statues.
You did?
Yeah, I posed with the girl drawing on the art pad. And
I remember.
I was looking at what she was drawing.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
Did your mom take that picture, or did I?
You did.
Okay.
Then and my mom took my idea, and there was this guy in a wheelchair in the... in the statues, and she held the other handle of the wheelchair because there was another statue holding the handle.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was going to hold it.
Oh, man. Yeah, tons of good pictures from that trip.
Yeah.
I didn't even share half
it
of the ones
really
I took.
It was really hard to explain what I just said.
I get what you were saying. Okay. Oh, yeah. So what was your favorite thing besides all those things? Besides the beach? Besides the pool.
I would have to say cousins.
Okay, family. So we visited family. We stayed overnight with them one night. We went to Old Town San Diego, which
oh,
was
oh yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was neat.
We got root beer floats and we went to Cousins Candy Shop. It's not our cousins, but it's called Cousins Candy Shop. And we got cool candies there.
Yeah, so this was not like, if you've been to like Old Town in like Seattle or Portland.
It was like an old-fashioned candy shop, yeah, too.
This wasn't like Old Town with old brick buildings that you imagine like a 1950s no, street right. scene. This was like, it was like a ye olde cowboy town, Old Town. Like,
it was like,
it was a really old town back when it was a town.
It was part of Mexico.
Yeah, basically that's how old this old town was. So the buildings were really old. It wasn't, like I said, I was not prepared for what it was, which was cool. It was a nice surprise. I'm like, oh, Old Town, we'll go see it.
We stopped by there, like, right before we were going to the airport to get hot sauce.
Oh, yeah, Seaport Village. That wasn't before the airport. That was before we went to Mission Beach.
Oh, really?
We went to Seaport Village, which is a cool little outdoor shopping center, right kind of across the highway from the San Diego Padres Stadium from Petco Park.
Petco Park.
And we went to the hot sauce store, which was like...
Well, down San Diego, here's like...
It's called Hot Licks.
It's like, to explain it, it's like really old looking.
Yeah, it's like Old Town. Just like you might see up, cowboys just, walk out and have a gunfight in front of them buildings.
Just search up Old Town San Diego and scroll down till you see like a red and tannish building.
Yeah, it really did seem like an old town.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
And then there's also white and red buildings.
And you could go in most all these buildings, and they had like shops in a lot of them.
They're so cool.
It was neat, yeah.
Yeah.
It was really cool. So that was one of the highlights of the trip, surprisingly for me. And we went to the Gas Lamp area, San Diego. We went to Petco
Gas
Park,
lamp?
Where the Padres play. Went to the Padres
Where's
store.
The gas lamp?
That was that area of town where we ate at the Hard Rock. And then we went to the candy store that had like all the crazy like sushi candies and stuff.
Sushi candies? I remember faintly the sushi candies.
Yeah, remember that?
Oh, it's sugar!
Yeah.
I was literally shaking of excitement. It was amazing in there.
Yeah.
Because I actually didn't get any candy in there.
You didn't get any candy in the store?
No, I just got a toy.
Oh.
But it was so crazy. I just like...
That was one of the neatest candy stores.
Leave early.
That was one of the neatest candy stores I've been in.
It was amazing.
It was like... Would you say it was on the level of the one in downtown Portland or better?
Crazy candies?
Yeah.
I would say it's better than that.
Okay.
The crazy candy one in downtown Portland's really cool,
though. Yeah, it's cool, but this had more like, it had different.
It was so cool.
Yeah, it was different.
It had toys. boys too, and it had big Sour Patch, and
I can't even explain it. Some good Kit Kat flavors. They had some of the overseas Kit Kats. I had some of the American Kit Kats.
We got green tea Kit Kats, Fruit Loop Kit Kats, and key lime pie. We got key lime pie, Fruit Loops, and a different one.
The green tea ones are good. I didn't really like either of the...
I did not like the key lime pie or Fruit Loops.
No, they weren't good. And they were made by the American Kit Kat brand, by Hershey's. And the overseas Kit Kats, I'm sorry, Hershey's, but Nestle does a way better job with the Kit Kats than you guys. I'm sorry. It is what it is.
Original Kit Kats and mint Kit Kats.
Yeah, that's fair enough. There are some crazy Kit Kat flavors. I've looked them up online, but that's another story for another day. So we did a lot in San Diego. We didn't do everything we wanted to do. I wanted to go see the Dr. Seuss Library on the USD campus.
Yeah,
I wanted to go see the Speakeasy Liquor Store that you have to like open a little bookshelf to get into. But you know, you can't do everything on every trip. We didn't get to go to the Night Zoo. There's another reason to go back.
We weren't really feeling the Night Zoo though, because it was so hot.
It was hot. It was going to be crowded.
And the animals were probably going to be inside.
And anyone that's been in the heat in the crowd is like a level.
The animals were going to be inside anyway. They were going to be...
Because of how hot it was.
Avoiding the heat.
Yeah.
They were going to need shade. So they weren't
going to
be...
It wasn't conducive to going to the zoo. And I'm not a huge fan of going to the zoo, period. I've been in the zoo lots of times.
I don't like the day zoo, honestly. I'd rather have zoo lights because it's so exhausting to walk through it.
And you're like, oh, there goes the cows again. Or not the cows, but you know what I mean. You've seen all of these exhibits 100 times now.
I've seen them so many times.
Every kid in Oregon, their class field trip goes to the zoo a couple years.
I can memorize where everything is at this point.
Oh, yeah, I know where everything is in the zoo.
I don't even need to use a map anymore.
No.
Crazy. No.
You can tell when you're coming up on the elephant house and
the giraffes are cool, though.
And, like, the sweaty, like, thing where all the bugs are.
I love the birds. Giraffes. They're so cute. They run around.
Giraffes
and
are dope.
And the cheetahs. The cheetahs are my favorite.
Favorite are hippos.
Cheetahs are my favorite animal. And how do we get from San Diego to zoos?
I don't know. Because San Diego's famous for their zoo, which we didn't go to.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
which we did not go to.
Let's talk about San Diego, not Oregon. Okay, so we...
Ooh, that was loud. I banged my phone on the thing.
Oh, that scared me. I thought something was knocking on my window. Stop it.
I'm going to edit that out.
That was scary.
Whoa. So...
that was a door. Okay, so... the planes were fun.
Lots of noise in this very professional studio. The planes were fun. Yeah. The riding of the planes. That was the least fun part.
I love the plane.
No.
On the way back, it was really fun.
So on the way back, we had to like... So the straight shot on the way there. On the way back, we had to like fly to Seattle first.
We got snacks in the way back. We got Sky Snacks, and they were like Sky Trail mix.
That stuff was pretty decent.
Yeah.
I would eat some Sky Snacks again.
We also got some water.
So on the way back, we flew... we had to fly from San Diego up to Seattle and then back to Portland.
Awesome
that flight from Seattle to Portland was like a half hour, maybe less. It blew my mind. It was like it went up and then went down. I don't even know if it got to the highest point.
It got to 10,000 feet and climbing and then it went down.
Yeah, it was like 10,000 feet and climbing and falling.
We got, we also saw...
Did they even ever say to unbuckle the seatbelts at any point in that flight?
No, because they said, we're going to ask you to keep your seatbelts buckled.
Yep.
Because of everything and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they didn't come around with a drink cart.
I got footage of us on our last flight.
You did?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I got video footage of lots of things. This was when we were going down.
Oh, you mean you got footage of the plane. Oh.
And then this is we saw a volcano.
Okay, so she's watching the wing of the plane right here. Yeah. In this video that I'm describing and you're not seeing.
Yeah. It's really cool. It's like sunset at the time in this.
And so this is when we were taking off from Seattle?
Just imagine like looking out the window and then you see the wing of the plane, white engine, everything. And then you see sunset, fog and then a big volcano. It's kind of white.
That was an excellent job of describing it to them. I can't applaud you enough.
Yay!
No, it really was.
And I got a picture of the volcano.
Oh, did you get video, you said? Where's the video?
Oh, there's a video here of us light blinking.
That little light blinks on the plane when it gets dark, especially.
It's so annoying. What's... Oh, and I would switch from window to window.
It helps other crafts see that there's a plane up there.
See, I would switch from window to window in the video.
Oh, yeah, because the seats were kind of in between two windows.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And here's when we were taking off.
Oh, was that taking off? That wasn't landing?
Yeah, I think. Oh, yeah, because we saw the Disney
plane. Oh, yeah, because it kind of was.
That was when we were taking off.
You sure that wasn't when we were landing?
Yeah, we saw the Disney plane when we were taking off. And this is when we were taking off, see? Because we were in the cones.
Yeah, cones.
Oh, and there's we saw, in like, the big sky. Fluffy clouds, and this was our...
That's what the top of the sky looks like, top of the clouds.
Our flight on our way to Seattle.
Did you imagine that's what the top of the clouds would look like before you saw them?
So cool.
Did you imagine them being so flat, or would you think... Yeah.
So cool. And then flat...
What is that mess? I think we're going to have a talk about that at some point.
What?
I don't even want to know. So, it was a great trip. What was the best thing you ate on the San Diego trip?
Ooh, food?
Was it the chips I bought you from 7-Eleven?
The chips you bought me?
It's a joke.
You didn't buy me.
I did buy chips at 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah, those were good.
It was a joke.
Oh. I didn't know.
Pequay.
Stop it!
What?
No.
Those who don't know, those who have heard my other podcast that I'm on, I did the hot chip challenge.
He did the one chip challenge.
The one chip challenge.
Barely survived it.
Yeah, I didn't. I kind of cheated. Now that I'm seeing how other people did it.
You cheated?
Well, I didn't go. I went like about 5 minutes without water. I didn't go no whatever. Dude, that chip is hot. I'm sorry. Like, I can handle a lot of spice, but that... And I got the hotter version of the hot chip. Like, they have the hot chip challenge chip out now, and I've seen people pull that joint out the wrapper, and it is not as covered in seasoning as the one I had. Yeah. I had the original black cover, or red and black cover hot chip challenge chip. It's
hot,
on a level.
They have a hot gummy bear.
Okay. Hot. Oh, yeah. That'd be a lot smaller.
Yeah, it was the size of a normal gummy bear.
Mm-hmm. Flaming Hot LaCroix.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw a dope t-shirt today, Flaming Hot LaCroix, so by a cool local designer. So, yeah. And that, anything else you want to say about the San Diego trip before I wrap up my episode here?
No.
All right. So I want to thank everyone for tuning into this first episode back in a long time for Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. It's going to be plenty more coming. On the next episode, I might have Strawberry back on and ask her about lunch stuff at school.
Oh, of course.
Not school lunches, but about the lunches I've been packing you.
Oh, those are good.
No, you need to be honest. We're going to save this for another conversation. Ah, we got to save this.
No.
This is a whole other...
Turkey.
Are you just going to talk about it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's end the episode this way. Okay. What's the worst part that I've been putting in your lunches? Because I don't want to waste food.
No fork. I had no fork for my
What's
salad
the worst today? Food we put in the lunch?
Cheese sticks and pudding.
The pudding?
Yeah.
You don't like pudding?
No.
Not the pudding?
No.
What?
Nope.
What? What?
No.
Was it you that said you don't like carrots in your lunch?
Oh, I love carrots.
Okay, so it was the other little turd. All right. So, you liked everything
in... Little brother or big brother?
Little brother. You liked everything but the cheese sticks?
And the pudding.
And the pudding.
Yes.
Like two of the best things in your lunch.
I like the turkey back. I told him I don't eat the sandwiches. I literally just eat the turkey because I don't like the cheese and bread.
So we just put turkey in his...
A bag of turkey in there.
Today was your lunch, right?
Yeah. And then we got, I also got some spicy chips.
Didn't mommy put one of those sliders in your lunch? What? Oh, did you not eat that either?
What is it?
Like a sandwich? Like a burger? I don't know.
She didn't put that in.
Oh, maybe that was just
rotini salad.
Oh, that's what it was.
Pasta salad.
The pasta salad, yeah.
And then,
pudding. How was the pasta salad?
Oh, that was good.
So the pasta salad was cool, but pudding is disgusting to you.
Ew. I didn't even eat it this whole week, so stop packing it. Oh, my gosh. Stop packing it.
Why? That's like why would you not eat the pudding?
Quit packing it. It's gross.
I'm going to pack it in my belly.
Ugh, you can eat all the pudding.
I'm going to eat all the pudding.
You can eat my pudding.
All of the pudding are mine. They shall now go into my belly.
No pudding.
Yep. Me. Yes, pudding.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like pudding.
Let's have a pudding eating contest.
No, we can have a turkey eating contest. or a spicy chips eating contest.
Let's have a dry bread eating contest.
How about we have a Takis eating contest?
Ooh, a lettuce eating contest. Oh. Wouldn't that be gross? That'd be so lame. Do you just eat tons of lettuce?
How about a carrot eating contest?
Carrots aren't terrible.
How about strawberries?
Mmm. I'll win that one.
Mochi!
Ooh. How about
ice cream?
How about a cilantro eating contest?
Ew. How about not lasagna.
How about a Hot Pocket eating contest?
Ew.
That might be the contest where you barf the quickest.
Ew.
Like just can you imagine having to eat a bunch of Hot Pockets really quick? Ugh.
How about an apple eating contest?
What's the worst Hot Pocket? Do you think it's the ham and cheese, the breakfast Hot Pocket, or the pizza Hot Pocket?
I would have to say it's breakfast and pizza because ham and cheese is my favorite.
I think the breakfast one's definitely the grossest.
Breakfast has like, in it.
Hot Pockets should just never be breakfast.
Yeah.
Breakfast should never be breakfast. Hot Pockets. Yeah. It's a fact.
Pretzel.
Pretzel Hot Pockets.
What?
They should come out with cold pockets.
That could be like something like...
Be like dessert. Be an ice cream bar. Yummy. In the shape of a hot pocket. Be a cold pocket.
It's like...
Cold pockets.
Ice cream sandwich.
Yep. Ice cream sandwich. Yeah, they could exactly. It'd be ice cream sandwiches.
We'll just come out with that.
Cold pockets.
I'll make a shirt that says cold pockets.
Yeah, we'll not get sued at all.
Why?
They'll try to say
no,
that we're...
don't sell it, just wear it.
Oh no, we're going to sell it and make a fortune and take over the world.
No.
Just joking. Your daddy's in a goofy mood, kiddo. It is time to wrap this episode up.
Bye, episode.
Yeah, I want to thank everyone for listening.
Wait, like a burrito or tortilla?
Like it's out. Cut. We're cutting this one. It's cut.
So we're not wrapping it up?
No, we're wrapping it up so I can send it out.
Well, then how are we wrapping it? Like a sandwich? Like a burrito?
Like... We're wrapping it like we're going to be done recording it. I'm going to put this out tomorrow so my listeners can hear it. Yes. Thanks for tuning once again to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. You can hear this show almost everywhere podcasts are. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Anchor, Spreaker. I don't even know the names of all the podcast sites we're on. We're on a lot of them. Or I'm on a lot of them. And
podcast.
I need a theme song for this. Are you just going to copy me now?
Are you just going to copy me?
How about you record the theme song?
How about you record the theme song?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want me to just sing it?
No.
Danny, he's not...
No, stop!
A fanny.
Stop!
Danny, he's not a fanny.
I can't breathe.
Okay. Before too much zaniness gets too much zany... I'm going to wrap this up. Thanks for listening, Danny Ocean's
Bubblegum.
Random Podcast. I'll be back with a new episode
Bubblegum.
Soon. Tell your friends.
Bubblegum.
Everything.
Tell your friends.
If you hate the podcast, tell the people you hate and make them watch
Bubblegum.
It. I don't care. Listener's a
Bubblegum.
Listener. I'm out.
Bubblegum.